Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
This episode covers the June 9th meeting of the Bozeman City Commission, where commissioners held their second budget work session, this time focused on the general fund and special revenue funds, and voted to update EMS transport rates for the first time since 2022.
Also on the agenda, a parks and recreation presentation, several public comments on topics ranging from the downtown urban renewal district to police accountability, and commissioner discussion on where to direct public safety investments.
Let's start with the budget. Finance Director Melissa Hodnett walked the commission through the general fund, which makes up about 24% of the city's total budget. Total general fund resources and requirements stand at $137.8 million for the biennium. Property taxes account for close to 70% of general fund revenues, which makes recent legislative changes at the state level a major factor.
Right. The Department of Revenue has estimated that Bozeman's certified taxable value will decrease by about 1.3% from fiscal year 2026 to 2027, due to changes the legislature made to residential tax rates. But the city is estimating roughly $7.2 million in newly taxable value over the two-year biennium from new construction. That new value, combined with allowed inflationary increases, means the city projects a net increase of about 1% in total property tax revenues for fiscal year 2027. Hodnett repeatedly reminded commissioners that certified taxable values won't arrive until August 1st, so these numbers are estimates.
On the expenditure side, about $109 million of the general fund is operating costs, salaries, benefits, contracts, materials. One structural change to note, the city has moved several departments, including finance, HR, IT, and facilities management, out of the general fund and into internal service funds. So commissioners will see lower salary lines in some departments, but higher internal charges. The net effect on the general fund is roughly neutral, but it changes how the numbers look on paper.
The budget recommends adding new positions in police, municipal court, and economic development. In police, that's four sworn positions each year, three officers and one sergeant, plus half a special services officer shared with the library, and one intelligence analyst. City Manager Chuck Wynn framed the police additions as necessary to reach staffing levels identified in a prior analysis. Police Chief Jim Belkamp told commissioners that a staffing study completed before the pandemic recommended 79 sworn officers by 2021. As of the meeting, the department had about 70 to 71 on duty.
Belkamp said, "We're still about 9-ish short of where we should have been back in 2021. He said the budget would bring the department to about 89 by the end of fiscal year 2028, which he called a reasonable target, given 7 years of growth since that recommendation.
The police budget drew the most commissioner discussion. Deputy Mayor Douglas Fisher noted that more than half of the new positions across the entire city budget are in the police department. He asked how the commission should weigh investments in policing against upstream interventions like mental health services and housing. City Manager Wynn responded that policing is a direct city responsibility, while mental health and housing are community challenges requiring partnerships with the county, Belgrade, and the state.
Mayor Joey Morrison pushed on that framing. He said commissioners have returned to the same discussion 3 budget cycles in a row, acknowledging that alternatives to policing as the primary safety investment haven't materialized. He said, "We continue to seem to just mostly focus on investments in policing faster and more than the other tools." Wynn acknowledged the tension, but said the city cannot fund mental health treatment on its own and has been working to expand partnerships.
On the topic of traffic enforcement, Belkamp described his target unit, a sergeant supervising 4 officers and a civilian crash investigator. The department currently has 2 full-time traffic officers and 1 crash investigator. He said the proposed budget would fully staff that unit. Wynn noted the city has Harley-Davidson police motorcycles in the garage, purchased previously but unused due to staffing shortages.
City Attorney Greg Sullivan explained a constraint on traffic fines. The city cites drivers under state law, so violations go on driving records. But state-set fines are low. Municipal code fines are higher, but cannot be added to driving records under current state law. Commissioner Magic said legislative changes would be needed to address that gap.
Shifting to special revenue funds, the Building Inspection Fund has $500,000 budgeted for an EDGE permitting software modernization and recommends adding one plans examiner. The Planning Fund, which has a mixed funding model of permit fees and a general fund subsidy of nearly $2 million per year, is undergoing a fee study. The city has applied 15% fee increases in recent years, but acknowledged cost recovery has been declining. Hodnett said the fee study results will come to the commission with options for how much development should pay versus how much the general fund subsidizes.
The Community Housing Fund carries a projected beginning balance of about $1.2 million. The general fund transfer is $1.5 million in fiscal year 2027 and higher in 2028, with about $900,000 in fiscal year 2028 above planned operations available for the Farula Housing Project or other initiatives. The city also now receives community development block grant allocations, which fund some projects including infrastructure connections for Family Promise transitional housing units in the Genesis Business Park. Wynn noted that annexation of Genesis Business Park is close, which would enable those improvements.
Several community programs are funded through the general fund. Streamline Transit receives $400,000 per year. The HRDC Warming Center line decreased from a prior $500,000 to $345,000 per year. Wynn explained that the city's share dropped because Belgrade and Gallatin County are now contributing at higher levels, while total funding to HRDC, Haven, and Family Promise has increased.
The Tenants' Right to Counsel program is budgeted at $250,000 per year. Commissioner Sweeney asked whether funding sources outside the general fund have been explored. Wynn said CDBG funds require income screening, which the program currently doesn't do, but the legal representation contractor may be able to handle income qualifying for some cases, potentially allowing CDBG dollars to offset costs. Wynn said, "We are looking, leaving no stone unturned for more ongoing permanent funding."
The fire department budget includes $70,000 per year for ballot education related to Fire Station 4, which has $19.5 million in the capital improvement plan. Commissioner Bodie asked why 2 years of ballot education rather than one. Hodnett said the department wants more lead time for community engagement, given the complexity of the information. Wynn added that polling, a statistically valid survey of public concerns and willingness to tax, would be part of the strategy.
On the library, the budget adds half a special services officer and increases contracted security hours. Wynn described recent safety incidents, including a bomb threat, and said the city is building internal security capacity through its Special Services Officer program, which provides trained but non-sworn personnel across city facilities.
Commissioner Bodie raised the question of disability and ADA projects, referencing the Belonging in Bozeman Plan's recommendation for an ADA coordinator. Wynn said the city doesn't have 40 hours per week of work for that position currently, but is analyzing options, potentially including contract work, similar to the wetland review model.
During public comment on the budget, Katie Madison of Haven and Allison Braddock of Family Promise thanked the commission for shelter funding. Resident Bob Muldowney again urged the commission to consider releasing downtown urban renewal district funds, which he said total about $9.7 million, to support fire and police, arguing the district has accomplished its purpose. Resident Mark Campanelli spoke against fluoride in the water supply and raised questions about TIF governance.
Commissioner Magic asked whether transferring downtown TIF funds to the general fund had been discussed. Wynn said there hasn't been a serious discussion, but committed to exploring the question with the Downtown Bozeman Partnership Director. He noted the TIF district has a hard end date of 2032 and about $6.5 million in available funding with existing commitments.
Now, the one action item. the commission voted 5-0 to update the fee schedule for EMS transport services. Fire Chief Josh Waldo explained that the fire department has been providing backup ambulance transport since 2007, when the primary provider, AMR, is unavailable. Transports have grown from one or two per month to an average of 177 per year. The rate schedule hadn't been updated since its adoption in August 2022.
The new rates cover basic life support, advanced life support, and mileage charges, with increases across all categories. Waldo said the department collects about 42% of what it bills. The rest is written off as bad debt or reduced by insurance and Medicaid rates. The average collection per transport in 2025 was $561. Going forward, rates will be adjusted annually by CPI, rather than waiting years between updates. The department also maintains hardship provisions, payment plans, and debt forgiveness for patients who demonstrate financial need.
In Commissioner Wrap-Up, several themes emerged. Commissioner Bodie expressed interest in adding an inflationary increase to streamline funding and allocating more to upstream housing and casework services. Commissioner Sweeney proposed using some of the Planning Fund's general fund subsidy to develop pre-approved building plans for small infill projects. Deputy Mayor Fisher praised the budget's balance and prudence. The commission will take up formal adoption on June 23rd, with a second look at mill levies on August 18th, after certified taxable values arrive.
This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.